Now to close up, low farm gate prices has seen dairy farmer confidence dip to a 15-year low. But it hasn't stopped farmer confidence across the board improving, thanks to strong rainfall in the eastern states. Earlier I spoke with Rabobank's Todd Chartres about the latest rural confidence survey.
Todd, it's been a mostly wet winter. Can you tell us what it's meant for farmer sentiment?
Farmer confidence has increased reasonably significantly, so 37% of our nation's farmers expect conditions to improve over the coming 12 months. So that's up from 28% last quarter. So that's really positive.
And can you tell us what sectors that's led by?
Sure. So sheep and beef sector remains very strong in terms of confidence levels. And we've seen that in beef prices, which are at near record highs. Also, sheep meat prices are also very high. So in those sectors, also in sugar and cotton as well.
Wheat prices remain fairly low globally, but farmers are remaining upbeat in Australia at the moment, aren't they?
Absolutely, and you're right. Wheat prices are back off where they've been previously, but really it's a story around expected yields for grain producers. So with the good moisture levels and lots of rain, the expectation of a pretty good crop is certainly there, and that's kind of left the confidence levels fairly neutral.
The dairy industry, obviously not going as well as the other commodities. Can you tell us how they're standing at the moment?
Yeah, certainly. Look, it's going to be a tough year for dairy. There's no question about that. And we're working with farmers in that sector. It's a pretty tough time, but there are some signs of improvements with some global supply starting to turn off, if you like. So we should expect to see global prices start to rise modestly in the first half of next year, we expect, but it's certainly going to be a tough year.
Just expanding on that point there, when are dairy farmers expecting that turnaround to happen, and why?
Well, really, it's a story of global supply. So, with the quotas coming off in Europe last year, we've seen an increase in production out of that region, which, all that extra production had to go into the world market, and really the global market struggled to handle that extra supply. So what we're seeing now is a reaction from producers, seeing a contraction in supply globally, which we would expect to see some improvement in those global prices from early next year onwards.
20% of farmers are expecting their income to actually decline over the next 12 months. What's driving that?
Oh, look, some of that will be by sector, I suppose. I would probably prefer to focus on the positive end, which is the high number that will, actually expect their incomes to increase. And I think the other important thing to consider is just the confidence around longer term investments. So, 90% of farmers surveyed, expect to make or to continue to build investment into their business, which I think is really positive. And in actual fact, one in four farmers is looking to increase their investment. So again, that's a really positive sign, I think, when looking longer term.
And Todd, are we expecting to see that continue over the next 12 months, this increased confidence?
Oh, look, I think there's no question that this rise is on the back of the, wet June and July. So, really to maintain that, we'll need some follow-up rain, particularly in the Queensland region, to keep that confidence level there, I think. So we'll definitely rely on favourable climatic conditions.
Rabobank's Todd Chartres there. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.